A growing number of entrepreneurial food enthusiasts are trying to convince the world that insects belong on their dinner plates. The founder of the Shanghai-based startup Operation Bugsolutely, Massimo Reverberi, is one of them. He says insects are a superfood that Western consumers simply forgot about.
It's really friendly for the environment, but for the consumer, the main reason would be definitely the nutritional properties and the taste. They contain a lot of proteins, minerals, vitamins, fibers, omega-3.
Bugsolutely is about to launch a chip made from silkworms. The flavours include Sichuan red pepper and salt and vinegar. Reverberi says the chips have been tailored to Chinese tastes.
So it was an alternative also way to introduce edible insects to people, making it in the chips. We used the help of some chefs and food engineers to find the right taste for Chinese consumers.
It may seem novel, but eating insects is nothing new in China. Su Yuheng is a chef at a popular Beijing restaurant serving cuisine from his native southern Chinese province of Yunnan. He says people in Yunnan have eaten various insects for decades, and they are considered a delicacy.
If you come to Yunnan and we make you this worm dish, it shows our highest courtesy for the guest and welcome.
The United Nations says insects are not only nutritious, but they are also better for the environment, requiring far fewer resources to farm than livestock. Adelaide University Associate Professor Kerry Wilkinson researches Australian consumer attitudes to insect-based foods. She says she hopes more Australians will embrace the trend.
To produce insects, we need less feedstock, less water, less land space. So absolutely, there are lots of reasons why we should be eating insects.
But she acknowledges, for most city dwellers, it's a hard idea to accept.
One of the key reasons why we're not eating more insects is that ick factor. So the idea of bugs looking back at us as food, we tend to associate bugs with food spoilage rather than as food. So that's definitely something we're going to have to get over.
Massimo Reverberi says he's hoping to get over that hurdle by repackaging insects into more familiar items. It is chips in China, and in Australia, he plans to distribute his pasta made from cricket flour. While making a cricket pasta pesto bolognese, he explains the flavour is nutty and says most people do not notice the pasta is made of insects when they taste it.
Most of the insects, they have this nutty flavour, especially mealworms and also silkworm. Cricket a little less.
Bugsolutely's China office is located at the Shanghai-based food technology accelerator Bits and Bytes, a firm which focuses on sustainable food projects. Bits and Bytes program director Eric Sun says he's confident Bugsolutely products will appeal to many consumers in China and abroad, and not just the socially conscious.
I'm not strongly suggesting that we convert entirely to insects. I believe in a balanced approach. So what I really want people to do is to have an open mind, to think for themselves about their food choices, and to consider insect foods as one viable option, one delicious option among a very diverse set of offerings that the world has for us.